What's that? A hat. You're listening to What's in the Hat on CITR 101.9 FM. We're located on the traditional, unceded territory of the Musqueam people, and we're so grateful to broadcast here and share the stories of people with disabilities that are often left untold. Thanks for tuning in. Joining me in today's episode is Rosh, who is a vlogger, poet, and amazing chef. Under her stage name, DJ Arhood, she creates groovy raps and beats. Let's listen to her take on today's theme, music.
My name is Matthew, this is What's in the Hat, and today in the hot seat is DJ Arhood.
What up, guys?
Awesome. How are you doing, DJ Arhood? You had your debut at Fellowfest yesterday. How was it? How are you feeling?
It felt like a dream come true. I never thought I would be famous in one night.
Yeah, you're famous now. You performed alongside Danny Black, Grant Money. Mm-hmm. And we had some riffs from a little slice of mango. And that was fun.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. I'm just so proud of Arhood from last night. And it was super fun to dance to some of your original raps, so that was pretty awesome. And your mixing skills, I was very impressed.
Very impressed, especially for a debut. I didn't expect anything crazy,
less.
But then you went above and beyond what I expected, and mm-hmm. that's all I could have ever asked for. But today, DJ Arhood, you're in the hot seat. You know what that means?
What?
It's time for the Fellow Five questionnaire. Is the same five questions we ask every single guest. And today we're going to have Hannah read the questions to DJ Arhood. Here we go.
All right. Okay. So this is our quick fire questions. Are you ready, Arhood?
Yep.
What would you say is your biggest passion?
My biggest passion is my music, rapping, and getting my voice out there.
Amazing. And number two. What is your relationship with disability or the disability community?
My relationship with that, I'm going to say that I have a disability. Down syndrome is a learning disability, and plus being in a group of people who have a disability actually rocks my world.
Aw, that's so sweet to hear. Number three, what's one thing on your bucket list?
My one thing on my bucket list is to go to Hawaii or Bora Bora.
Ooh.
Or Barbados.
Tropical. I like it. Number four, what is a surprising or unique trait about yourself?
Unique trait about me? That I'm a person with disability who has a lot of skills and multi-talented. That's me.
Amazing. And number five, what animal would be your sidekick?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say a cheetah.
Oh, cheetah. Like it.
All right.
Great. Thanks, Rosh.
Thank you.
Cool.
Rosh. All right. Up next, we got a little game called Card Game. This card game is from the Kiriko board game that you can find, and I'm assuming somewhere on Kiriko's website. They did it with Forward BC, yep. And it's a game about disconnection and connection. So we have three sets of cards here. One is about sound, one with image, and so one about memory. And it's all about when you first take a look or listen or read. It's about what memory comes first. So we're gonna have DJ Arhood here pick a card. Would you want to? Do you want a sound prompt, an image prompt, or a memory prompt?
I want to do a picture one.
Image one. Let's do it. Okay.
Image.
You know, I want to hand out the cards here. You can just choose an image. Oh, that's a little spoiler at the bottom here. Choose one, and let's see what you have here.
Ooh.
Sorry. Oh. If you want to show it afterwards, you want to show it to the camera when you get a chance to look at it.
Ooh. Okay. Or can you describe it?
Describe it as well.
Okay. The image that I have has a romantic setting with twinkly lights in a restaurant with a nice table decor. That's a flower with car park and a hotel.
And what's the memory that comes to mind?
the memory that comes to mind with that, being at a candlelit dinner with someone special in my life.
Ooh, I love that. And would you say that's a memory of connection or disconnection?
For me, it's a connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go for candlelight dinners with my parents.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that.
I don't have that with my parents.
And I think we have a special question coming in from Victoria.
Yeah, that's our segment we call Jenna on the spot. Come on.
Come on down her.
Did you hear? Jenna the Spot is our segment from our little Victoria member of our community of the Social Media Fellowship, where she sends a question for us based on the theme of our episode. And the theme of the episode today is music.
What's your favorite instrument? Or have you ever been in choir?
Oh, okay. So the question is, what is your favorite instrument, or have you ever been in a choir?
My favorite instrument is actually a guitar and my voice.
Okay. Ooh. My favorite instrument, I would say, also is a guitar, but I don't even play guitar, but I would like to. And my voice is awful, so I have never been in a choir. I only sing to myself.
Same.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, I'm going to say the same answer, except I think I have a lovely voice, but I'll never share it. But sweet. It's like everyone, it's great in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jenna, for your question, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jenna.
But you know what that means? It's time for the main segment, What's in the Hat?
Woohoo! What we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Bring the hat.
DJ Hood, we're mixing around that hat here.
I want to actually ask, and I respond from whoever picks what first.
All right, we'll get Hannah to pick up.
Okay,
I'll
pick one.
There you go.
If you were a musician, what would be your stage name? I mean, Arhud, it may be already obvious.
Of course, it's obvious. It's DJ Arhud.
All right. Hannah, well,
what would your stage name?
My stage name. I'm going to go with Big H. I don't know.
Ironic.
Exactly. Little H. Lil H.
Nah, mine will still be Matt Ratchmat, so special.
Yeah.
All right. Let's read one out here. All right. DJ Arhud, how does music impact your life?
Could you please repeat the question?
Yeah. How does music impact your life?
I like to sing, and I love to rhyme, and I love to rap, and that me.
Mm-hmm. And like, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel lit from the inside, the fact that now people get to hear DJ Arhud rapping and everything. That's me. That's me.
When did you start rapping and DJing?
I started rapping actually quite a while ago, until my family friends and my family like found out that was my niche. And I thought let me bring it to life a bit more.
Yeah, my personal favorite rap you had, I think I speak for a lot of people, was the Yabba Dabba Doo. I thought
Yabba
that
Dabba
was
Doo. I love that part.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, what was your favorite rap?
Oof, I have so many. I can't pick.
Like the title. What's your favorite rap title?
It's the team rap with DJ Arhud. The team rap.
Okay.
Team rap. Okay.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Sketch Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. This time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
How do you feel about picking a question for Hannah to read? You want to do that?
Sure.
You can read it as well, or you can have it to hand.
Yeah.
Give it to hand, or give it to me.
I will read it. If you could see any band or artist in concert, dead or alive, who would it be?
Wow, good question. Is it me?
Yeah,
oh, you're asking me? Okay, I would definitely say I would want to see Fleetwood Mac, but maybe not them now. I would say them in their prime in the late 70s. I've been watching the Daisy Jones and the Six, which is like very loosely based off of their
inspired
life.
By, but yeah. I've been wanting to watch the show. You like
yeah,
it?
And I am a really big Fleetwood Mac fan, so I would say them for sure.
I'm seeing Suki Waterhouse in concert too.
Oh, very cool. What about you, Rush? Dead or alive?
I would love to see Backstreet Boys in concert.
Oh, nice, nice. And Backstreet Boys now or when they were in there? Their prime.
I am a BSB fan myself. I have a shirt.
Nice.
Mine will be the Beatles, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rosh, who is your favorite artist and why?
Who?
Yeah.
Besides yourself.
No, I'm saying who?
Who is your favorite artist and why?
She's saying
DJ Rosh. DJ Rahud. Who is your favorite artist and why?
My favorite artist. Oof. I don't want to name drop anything crazy, but
feel free.
My favorite artist would be like literally this is a really hard question for me to answer.
Do you have a couple you want name drop instead, or
okay? I have a few artists that come to mind. They're YouTubers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So one of them is Matt Slays. I want to join what they were Evans. I love their music.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of those people. I'll check it out though. Are they rappers or?
They're musicians.
Okay.
I personally liked it when Ryan Higa, Chester C, and Kev Jumba did a song, Nice Guys. That was my childhood. I'm a bit older than Hannah.
Flew over my head.
All right, Hannah, I'll get you pull a question out here.
Okay.
What's the question, Hannah?
Yeah, Hannah, come on, what's the question?
If you were a drag performer, what would your drag name be?
Yeah.
Drag performer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to sound inappropriate or anything.
Oh, no, have a go.
It's okay.
Sexy Siren.
Oh!
How did you come up with that name?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
be my drag name if I were to be a drag performer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, got you.
Okay. Let's. Rosh, if you could date a superhero or a villain, who would you choose and why?
Who's Rosh?
R-Hood.
DJ R-Hood. If you could date a villain or a superhero, who would you choose and why?
Superhero would be, of course, Doctor Strange.
Oh, interesting answer.
Why Doctor Strange?
Because, he's super amazing and super hot.
He'd give you some mystical fun times, I guess.
Mystical fun times.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about the little atlas. You want to pull a question out?
Sure. Do you play any...
It blends in.
If any instruments, or would you like to play any?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, do you play any instruments, and would you like to play any?
Okay, I would like to actually play a proper electric guitar.
Ooh.
And actually have lessons first before I dive in.
Get a little foundation cooking. Yeah.
I might know someone who can help you.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't play any instruments either. I play the flute, actually.
Oh, nice.
But not very well. And I never learned how to read music, so.
Ah.
I used to know how to read music, and then I kind of faded away. Because I remember back in the day, I used to have music class in elementary school. And we read music on the regular, and I was good skill. I don't know if they do that for kids nowadays, but.
Yeah.
I forgot it now, which is a shame. Yeah. You know.
But can you read music, Rosh?
Mm.
It's hard.
I can read lyrics, but not music symbols.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It takes practice. Mm-hmm. I forgot as well. I need to learn. You learn.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to okay. What do you got there?
Oh, what is your favorite song of the summer?
Oh,
song of the summer. Of course, Watermelon. Sugar High.
Which was that?
Harry Styles. Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah.
Watermelon Sugar.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I would say, I don't know.
For this summer, I have to be, I'll be a little bit lazy, and I think Espresso is a song of the summer. It's not really the music I would dive into on the regular basis, but it's a pretty catchy tune.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
Anything Dua Lipa for me.
Yeah. Her latest album wasn't too crazy for me. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't the same spark.
Mm.
I listened to it once through, and I'm like, I have to like. I like to listen to an album twice through just to get my actual opinion on it. You listen to one just for general sonic and vibe,
right? Mm-hmm.
And then you listen to the other one just to dive in it and analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have yet to do that. So I just want DJ R-Hood. Mm-hmm. If you had to cast an actor or an actress to play you in a TV show or movie, who would you cast to play you?
I would I forget her name, but the girl who played the main lady from Never Have I Ever Done.
I love her. Oh. Wait, what is her name? I forget. But that is one of my favorite shows.
Her.
Oh, even yeah.
Okay. I forget her name.
Okay, maybe we'll tag. I know we follow her on our social media account.
Oh, yeah. I saw that video. That guy making her address,
with,
right?
It ends with her name. It's ends with a Y-I.
She is a South Indian girl.
Yeah.
Please let us know in the comments below.
Yes. If anyone watches that show, let us know. Because I love that show. It's so funny.
I used to binge it.
Yes.
All right. Who wants to pull the question out next? Because I forgot who was
doing Rosh, it. You can go.
Rosh,
Who can
DJ
you go?
DJ R-Hood. DJ R-Hood.
I don't mind playing next. Okay. Would you rather question?
Oh, that's from a previous episode. Throw that out. There you go. Thanks for the save there.
Okay. If you move to Sesame Street, who would you choose to be your neighbor?
That's a question for you, Rosh.
Yeah, you take
for
that
me.
One.
Mm.
I believe
sorry,
that
our head.
For our hood, it would
technically
be
hood for short.
It would be like Elmo and Big Bird put together.
Mm. Put together as in like their kid?
I mean like I meant both
Elbert?
Of them in place.
Okay. Got a little battery exhaustion here on this camera.
Check it out. Say what?
All right.
Thanks for that transition.
All right. That was some brilliant with the slight transition there, with the technical difficulties, but we're back. DJ Arhood, can I call you Hood for short? Or DJ
Arhood.
Arhood.
Arhood, yeah.
Arhood. Can I call you DJ R for?
Arhood.
Arhood. Arhood.
Don't mess up my name, man.
DJ Rude?
Don't mess up my name, man.
I apologize. I'm a rude, but yeah. I'm DJ Rude, clearly.
Exactly.
We have time for maybe a couple more questions next.
Okay.
Left. Who wants to pull the next couple? You guys want?
I'll pull.
You first, then DJ Arhood next.
Do you string your string cheese or just bite it?
I string my string cheese.
Respect. That's what I do, too.
Sometimes I bite it, too.
Oh, it just depends on your mood.
So, yeah. So, you're both.
Interesting. You're a little in-betweener hybrid. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it anymore.
Pull out your phone. What was your most recent use emoji?
Oh, let's
maybe
see what
we'll
mine
skip,
is.
Because you don't have your phone, right?
But, I'll say mine. What mine is, because it's actually, I'm not gonna say my typical answer because it's actually just changed.
I'll say my
recent three because my first one's pretty lame. It's just the emoji standing, right? I sent that to Hannah earlier. And my next couple, my other one is like the like smiling with the like the drop. You're like kind of laughing. I don't
know.
And then,
it's like the awkward smile.
Yeah, and then the kind of like peeker. Like, cover your face, little peeker. Peeker one. Those are my three.
What about you, Arhood?
My favorite would be like the silly emoji, the dancing girl emoji, and the bubble tea emoji.
Bubble tea. Oh, you love bubble tea, right, DJ Arhood?
Yep.
My recent is the heart emoji, the hands, the guitar emoji, and the rocket emoji.
So somebody is into DJ Arhood's vibe already.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Arhood is in my brain.
All right. Thank you guys for talking music. DJ Arhood, thank you for coming out today. Before we go, are you able to ask the viewers a question about music before we head off today?
What's your favorite rap song?
Ooh. And it better be one of our hood songs.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
what do you have going on? Where can we find you if we're interested in your music, interested in you? Where can we find you?
Actually, for now, hit me up on my socials and ask me privately. I would prefer that.
And that will be linked below and also on our Instagram, the social.median.fellows. Today, this was great. And we got to say goodbye to everyone.
And as we say goodbye, could Arhood give us a little sample
of
what viewers can expect? Maybe a little rap. Actually, that was one of the questions that we didn't pull.
Yeah.
Can you make a rap right now?
Oh, freestyle it.
Rap right now. Say what right now? Come on right now. I'm wrapping up. I'm rubbing this up with the hand and the mouth with the other one that's down. Come on. This is pretty cool. This is a feather dot. Social dot. Feather was yep. It's the awesomeness of the town. Rocking it pretty hard. Mike.
All right, thank you, DJ Arhood, for that exclusive freestyle. This is What's in the Hat. We're live in CITR Studio B. I'm Hannah, and thank you, DJ Arhood, for coming out today. See you guys later.
Thanks for listening to What's in the Hat on CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us every second Thursday of the month at 1 p.m. or stream our episodes online at citr.ca. Catch you next time!